I'm Lauren, and welcome back to 10 out of 10 Movie Watch again. This week, the big man's back. Ross is back.
Hello.
And this week, we are talking about Terminator, the 1984 OG banger. Do you want to tell us some information about this film, Ross, since last time I talked over the topic?
Indeed, I will do, right, before you start rambling your shite. So first of all, released on October 26, 1984.
Smashing.
Aye, same October, Halloween, so 8 years apart. We're kind of digging into something here.
Ooh.
Yep, directed by James Cameron, obviously Avatar, Titanic fame, done Aliens 3, was it?
No, he did Aliens 2.
Oh, he done Aliens, aye, sorry.
The best one.
I know, man, I'm talking rubbish.
Shout out Cameron before you hit us with like 9 Avatar movies.
Aye, more famous for his diving these days.
Don't you dare.
So, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, this is kind of the movie that I think is his first hit, like the first major hit, kind of solidified him as a leading man, action star.
Yep.
Linda Hamilton made her career off Terminator.
Absolute beast of a woman.
Right. Michael Biehn, kind of a weird one.
You do not slag my Michael Biehn. My Michael Biehn is the one.
Aye. So that budget of $6.8 million and it had a box office of $78 million. Which is, I don't think they expected that he'd do as well as they did.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it kicked off a franchise spanning 6 movies and 1 television show, Sarah Connor Chronicles, which wasn't great, let's be honest.
Listen, we'll get into the sequels later on.
So why do you like this movie?
Me? But I think it's one of the first like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies I ever saw. Like, my childhood obsession was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, there's probably loads of people in the same boat as me where we were like, raised on Schwarzenegger movies. Like, me and my dad used to watch like Commando all the time, like Terminator all the time, Bit of the Running Man, Bit of Total Recall. So like, I remember the first time watching this and just being like, yes. Like, that's all I can say is just yes. Like, it's full of action. There's like the creepy bits. Like, I remember being so creeped out when I was a kid when it was the tank going over the skulls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that freaked me out as a kid, but it was that like, yes, I want to keep watching, even though you're, like, shitting yourself.
Well, this was a creepy movie, being a kid.
Yeah.
Like, just a monster chasing you. Although it was a robot, but it was a big army. As soon as it gets messed up in the movie, it's pretty creepy.
Yeah, man, no, I'll give you that. Yeah, like, the bit where he's, like, popping the eye out and stuff. I can never watch that. You know how I feel about eyes. And I'm always like, tell me what it's done. General overview of the movie, just robots sent back for the future to kill the leader of the resistance's mum so that he's never born. That's a pretty accurate overview, I would say.
Kind of for most of the movies. They need to come back just to kill so somebody doesn't do something.
Yeah. Stop it. So we'll just dive straight into thoughts and opinions. This gives me the absolute heebie-jeebies that we are 6 years away from Skynet becoming self-aware and wiping us out.
Oh, especially the way Google AI and that is, it's going to happen.
Mate, like, Apple, Google, whatever Elon Musk is cooking up, like one of them's, Skynet's happening, confirmed.
Nah, I don't even mind. See, robot overlords can't be much worse than what we'll go to now. Like, it must be pretty fine.
See, if it was just instead of like wiping out the human race and they just like gave us money to cut about while they made everything like super efficient and like everything was like running on time, everything was done properly, and we were just getting like a wage to cut about. I could live with that.
No, I'm just free to do their own things, just like robots do everything else.
Perfect. But as soon as it gets into like self-aware, nuclear, everyone in the world is dying, take me out on day one, because there is no way. How many movies and stuff have we watched like where it's like the post-apocalyptic, like try and survive? I'm not surviving past day one. Like, I'm either the first one getting shot or, like, Last of Us, I'd be the first one eating the flour getting diseased.
Oh, no, I'm doing myself in. Hell with that. It's not worth it. I'm not a fighter.
Oh, my God, we'll go out like a wee love pack. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait.
I also think as well, when you first watch this, like, the theme song is just, yes. Like, as soon as it comes on, you and me, the wee shoulders are going pure, dun 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 dun.
Oh, if we had to get shit done, like, that's the song to go on.
Get that one on absolute repeat, full volume.
If you need to hoover a hole or something, get that on. It'll be fine. Easy.
Life advice for Big Ross.
Done in record time.
It's funny going back and watching this movie, like, obviously, all this time on. Do you know, there's just a nostalgia for the Yellow Pages / the phone book. I mean, you never see them anymore.
Yeah, I just don't get why people's addresses are on it. I don't know why that was a thing.
Yeah, I was going to, like, I was going to leave it for eh, but like, I wanted to know, like, do you opt in to be in the phone book, or are you just put in it automatically? Because if you opt in, there's only like 4 or 5 Sarah Connors in the book, so there's got to be like another 10 out there somewhere that's like, phew, no one's getting us.
But I just don't get why your address, because if people want to look up who you are, like, surely the people you want to know where you live, you've already told them.
Like, your mom knows where you live.
See if it's
like
family in that, aye, but why would you? Why would you have other people, random strangers, being able to access where you stay?
Yeah, true. Just looking it up, being like, I fancy bumping into her today.
Right. Like, I know it doesn't give full names. Like, it can be like S Connor on that. Yeah, some of them. But I think if there's enough Connors, you can just look it up.
I just try it. Well, do what Arnie does. Just go to every Sarah Connor.
It's a perfectly normal thing you could do.
Apparently, I was going to save this for later on, but I'm whacking it in now. Apparently, in the original script, know how obviously he goes around all the Sarah Connor houses just being like boom, boom, boom. Apparently in the original script, what he does is so much grimmer because she's supposed to have like the Terminators know she had this like childhood ice skating injury and she's got pins in her legs.
All right,
and
okay.
Apparently in the original script, he like shoots them and then rips their legs apart trying to find these surgical pins. So, you know, I mean, shooting them is pretty bad enough, but I'm glad they left it at that.
Does he not have like X-ray vision?
To be honest, I don't think that comes until like the later ones because he doesn't have
it. You see it in this where he looks out of the truck. Remember when they showed you how he drives it? You could just look at the leg. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking grim. He's not using everything he can efficiently. Maybe a fucking robot, might know
just,
this.
You've just hit me with like another massive plot hole, man. I was sitting there being like, no, he doesn't have X-ray vision until like Terminator 3.
Because he looks at them when he gets out of the truck to chase
the gear stick. Yeah.
Like, surely you could use that on a person.
And I suppose, well, he looks through like their jackets to see if they're armed, but he doesn't go bone deep. Body.
Body, that's a different movie. I think you'll find that. Find that on Netflix or anything.
Terminator. No, no, no. But
nah, you've been terminated rotten.
No. So when Sarah Connor comes in, we're first introduced to her. She's just kind of cutting about in her moped, living a good life. Goes in for the shift from hell at this diner. I just couldn't get over how much these people were arseholes, do you know what I mean? Like, she's coming out with the plate. Someone's like, coffee, please. Next person's like, we're ready to order. And then the Wayne's sitting there with ice cream sticking it in her apron.
Nah, to be fair, she's a shocker of a waitress.
No.
She brings out the wrong orders to them. No, you can't. And no. She's doing it and she's just telling them, well, when he's ordered it. Like, no, they didn't, pal.
See, to be fair, I used to work in hospitality. I think I did that a couple of times. Nah, I was like, no, I've definitely got written down that you ordered this.
That's just somebody no paying attention. She's just no giving a fuck.
Listen, she might have been on one the night before. She's came in a bit rough. Like, trying to sort everything out.
She's wanting for tips. I'm pretty sure she doesn't care.
It was the wee Wayne and the guys like that, oh, we'll give the tip to you. I was like, somebody sort this wee arsehole out.
Nah, we can't.
See, as well, we're going to beautifully link back into Halloween because remember on the last episode we were like, people need to listen to the dogs. We're back at it again because as soon as Schwarzenegger's at the first Sarah Connor's house, that wee dog is going mental and everyone's just like, oh, what's it like? And it's like, I'm glad though that future us got the memo because by like 2029, like they're using the dogs to like sniff out the Terminators. Anytime a dog barks, Kyle Reese is like on it. Like, good for future us, but present us need to get a fucking grip.
What if the guy just had food on them?
True.
Like, just shot and killed. Like, there's not enough of you in the future. You've just shot and killed some poor guy.
True. Doug's like, a steak.
Aye, like, he's fun a rat. A fried rat, and he's like, oh, that's for me. And Doug's barked, knowing he's got him killed.
I'd be like, fully shooting away, thinking it was a Terminator, and then be like, oh, sorry, Dave.
Aye, it's just my pal. Grew up with him.
Sorry, Dave, I take it back. I also, after the diner bit and stuff, when her and her best pal Ginger are getting organised, when Ginger's boyfriend phones and just immediately starts hitting out with the phone sex pattern, he's got that stuff scripted, man. I am convinced it's in a notepad in front of him because he hits it to Sarah Connor line for line. Then as soon as Sarah puts Ginger on the phone, he just goes right back at it again.
I just don't understand it. Like, what was he looking to get out of it? Like,
oh, that boyfriend's a weirdo.
Like, you think he was going to crank it? As, like, if it was Ginger on the phone?
Yeah. Here, listen. He's just hyping it up for the night that they're about to have. But the night that they're about to have, she still doesn't take her headphones off.
Just tell him you don't like him. You're not interested.
Tell him you're just not that into him.
Like, the only decent thing she'd done in that was make him make that banging sandwich.
Hear how good couldn't even get to eat it. Like, oh, raging, don't I know.
Also, another thing, though.
Tell me.
Do you think lizards know about Terminators?
Ooh, I get wee puddly involved.
They should have done a scene where the lizard goes mental.
Lizard on Schwarzenegger's head.
Aye. They've just gone for it. Just shit out of him or something.
I mean, that's the director's cut. That's the version we need. I do love as well, Kyle Reese, right? His whole plan is just that finally when he gets a hold of Sarah Connor, he's just going to info dump all this stuff about the future, about how she's like the mother of, or her, yeah, the mother of the resistance, our unborn son's going to like save the world, hits her with all this like horrific stuff. And just expects her to be like, nay bother, big man, whatever you need, what's happening? Like, why was he so convinced that he was just going to hit her with that and she was going to be like, amazing, of course.
And she comes over to him very quickly.
So quickly.
Like, in a few hours, this is all meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's just wild how she can believe all that.
100%. Because I would fully be turning around and be like, nay bother, you arsehole.
Because it's a bit when it's before the cop station,
mm-hmm.
and he's telling her it, and she doesn't look as if she's thinking he's a nutter.
No, 100%. Like, whereas I'd be like, trying the car door, like, aye, nay bother, this is good.
Like, I understand that after it, like, once you see, she sees that he's a robot, yeah, you're like, fair dues, but... Aye. There's no point to say he's mental until he gets arrested.
Nope.
Like, you get the fuck right out of there. Like, you don't know what team to be on here, I get that, but yeah. Don't follow him, he's hitting you with the psychopath.
I also get, just how you're saying, what team do you want to be on? The first, like, say 10, 15 minutes of the movie, you're supposed to be like, ooh, who's the bad guy? And you've got, like, Michael Biehn mugging homeless people for trousers and all that, and then in walks Schwarzenegger, and you're like, ah, there's the bad guy. Like, there's no way Michael Biehn's killing everybody, like, when you've got shit brick house Schwarzenegger, do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't work if it was the other way about. But I just, when he says, I don't know, like, I can't point him out until he comes for you.
Yeah.
How can you not tell that he was a bad guy?
Yeah, there's, like, no other 9-foot leather-clad guys cutting about the strip, do you know what I mean? It's obviously him.
Fucking mental.
So basically what's going to happen, Ross, is when Gynet becomes self-aware, you're just going to punch the first 9-foot guy wearing a leather jacket in the face and hope you've got the right guy.
I was just going to die. I mean, I would die instantly anyway, because if they took me back to the future, I couldn't wear the shoes without the sock.
That, oh yeah,
that really irritated me. Like, that's why I would die, probably. The police would be after me and like, I'd be like, hold on, I need socks here, I can't just stick shoes on. It is fucking mock it.
Do you know as well, right, and I was going to save this for, but I'll fire it in the now, right? So he's wearing homeless guy's pishy trousers, right? But then he goes into that place and steals those shoes, like you say, no socks, so his feet are humming, nay t-shirt, I think he steals a t-shirt later on,
yeah.
And then steals this pair Clash jacket. They've been running about for hours, he's humming a BO, feet are humming, pishy trousers, and she's like, hello, how are you? I'd be like, no.
I know, it's quite sick. Like, her self-esteem must be rock bottom.
Shout out Michael Biehn, love Michael Biehn.
Oh, aye.
Do you know as well what I thought aged? I don't know if I want to say aged well, because all of it hasn't, but like, the prosthetics that they use, like, see when it's like, he's like cutting his arm after the first like cop car chase, that bit with the arm and the like wires and stuff looks amazing. But then as we get further on, when it's like the eye getting popped out, and then when it's the bit when it's like the clay head moving about, but like the arm has held up stunning, the clay head not so much.
I've got that as a special effects wasn't great. It was only when it got the practical bit,
mm-hmm.
But 40 years ago, can it really? It looks cool. Still looks cool.
Yeah. Like, but, it doesn't take me out of the film.
But no, it hasn't aged well at all.
It's as well, like, I think it's the first Kyle Reese, like, PTSD flashback, and he gets, like, stuck in between these cars, and there's, like, flames, and it's like, that is a cartoon, my man. But, like, as well, like, we're saying, when he pops the eye out and stuff, obviously, I can't even talk about it. But, like, that's not aged well. But then see the bit where he, like, comes back to the mirror and it's like the red light and you're just like, the money shot, that's like every poster, every t-shirt, like everywhere. And I was like, James Cameron was sitting there smug, just being like, Yep, that is the front cover.
Oh, it's kind of used in all the other movies as
totally,
well, isn't it?
Totally.
Like all the original, like two, three anyway.
Yeah. See as well in the police station, like when Sarah Connor, they've got Sarah, they've got Kyle, and he's away getting, they think he's mental. And it happens in every movie, and I wish they would learn, right? As soon as the policeman goes, "You're safe, there's over 30 cops in here," as soon as he says it, you're like, "Nah, my man, that's not happening."
Oh, that's when you know it's everybody's going to die.
And like, it literally
such
does.
A stupid thing to say.
Just don't say it. Just don't say it. Because like, it's like literally 5 minutes after he says that, you get the Arnie walking in being like, "I'll be back." You're like, "Ah, you will, like."
Why is he in Creeper? Why has he not got eyebrows?
Oh, leave him alone. He got them stitched off.
I know,
off.
But
I'm saying he got them stitched off.
It looks weird. Like, maybe, I know they'll try to go for realism, but it puts me off straight away.
It's the clay over the eyebrows, like, to try and make it look as if they're away, and it's like, just shave the man's eyebrows, you know what I mean? Give it to the bear.
Nah, because they don't grow back sometimes.
You know, it's weird, though, like, because I do think you notice that, like, it's, like, as soon as someone doesn't have eyebrows, you're like, "No, there's something weird with this guy, man. What's happening?"
I know, it's just off-putting. Yes. As soon as you notice it, you can't unnotice it.
Yeah. Because it was you that pointed out the dodgy clay, and I was like, "Damn it, Ben!"
Oh, I know, it's shocking. Like, it's just plasticine over his eyes.
Yeah, but then, who cares, because he goes and absolutely decimates that police station, and you're just like, "Yep, amazing." Do we think Kyle Reese is just an absolute graft of a guy to hang about with? Because think about it right now, I get it, the man is traumatised out his nut, right? But whenever she asks him about the future, like the bit after the police station when they're under the bridge and she's like, tell me about what happens, he couldn't just hit her with like a funny story of like, "Oh, this one time me and John were just cutting about." No, it has to be like, "I came back for a battle and then a Terminator snuck in and just decimated the whole place and kids were dying and dogs were going mental and all that." It's like, have you not got one funny story, Kyle? No, like,
what would have been funny? They're in the middle of a war. They were brought up during war and in the middle of a war. What would be funny?
There's got to be like some downtime where you're playing like Snap with John Connor
what
or
downtime?
Something.
The only people left in LA.
Aye, well, there's time for Snap.
Did they strike you as a happy-go-lucky guy? Guy's there for a mission to kill the Terminator and pump his mall. You think he's got time for jokes?
Nah, Kyle is the toughest hang ever, man. Like, all I'm saying is, like, yes, everything is grim. Yes, everyone is dying. You don't have, like, 5 minutes where you can take the piss of John Connor and be like, "Oh, your Wayne's dead funny." No, it's just, he maybe memorised this speech and you need to be like this and, oh, everybody died. And it's like, oh, okay.
Nah, I don't agree with that one. I think the guy's... already broken. Okay. It's no time for funny business.
I'm trying to like cling to some positivity, do you know what I mean?
Nah, there's nothing positive in his life.
big man's fucked.
Oh, fuck aye.
I love as well, Steve, you know me, I love a satisfying link. And like, at the start of the movie, Sarah Connor, she's just a big shite bag, and when she's trying to fix his arm, she's like, "Oh, blood made me sick." And then she goes to like start making bombs and she's like, "Oh, I don't know if I can do this." Then like by the end of the movie, she's like, "On your feet, soldier." And she's like picking metal at her leg. And she's just, what a woman, man. What an absolute woman. I think as well, this is one of those movies that just has so many like, yes moments. Like the one-liners are great. Like, "I'll be back. Come with me if you want to live. Fuck you, asshole." And then it's like right then she's like, "You've been terminated, fucker." And it's like, yes.
I mean, that kind of carried over with Arnie in every movie, didn't it? It has to have a quip or a one line on all of them at least.
100%. I know, obviously, I mean, you can't talk about this movie without talking about the sequels, right? And I know we spent a great deal of time on the Halloween sequels, but this is another one that's like really suffered with like really bad sequels. The retcon things, they've done reboots, they've done different timelines and stuff, and it's just every time one comes out, I'm like, come on, please make it good, and it just never is. I will never forgive them for Genesis, and don't even speak to me about Dark Fate. Awful.
The thing is, though, do you not think, because people regard the second one as the best one, there's not many movie franchises where the second one's the best.
Yeah, people prefer the second one over the first one. I'm like,
aye.
Me personally, I'm a hardcore Terminator 1, but I know so many people that are like, no, Terminator 1's not where it's at. Terminator 2 is the better one. And I'm like, all right, okay.
No, I prefer the first one as well.
Yeah.
I think that one's much better. So now we'll move on to the favourite scene. What would you say is yours in this?
So I'm kind of tied. So.
All right, okay.
It's either the bar shootout with the come with me if you want to live. Like the music, the steady cam, the tension, see when he gets back up after getting shot in her face of like water. Like, I remember my sister made me like a vest top to wear over my school uniform that said, come with me if you want to live. And I swear to God, I wore this thing till it fell off me. Like, but it's also tied with the bit near the end, well, basically up until the end. And it's like when Big Arnie's chasing them down with the petrol truck, blows up, then the big metal exoskeleton comes, like they're having that hug and they're like, oh my God, we did it, we sorted it. Fuck him. And then 2 minutes later, it just pops up and it's like, no. Like, those are my two favourite bits.
See, I like the end parts of it when it's exoskeleton, but some, see, when it's not the practical stuff, it is very jarring. Like,
yes.
The bit where they're trying to close the door on him.
Yes.
Like, it looks very, very odd. It looks out of place.
Yeah,
and like, it is out of place, but it's not done well. Maybe they didn't have the capability to do it back then, but
yeah.
It's when you see it when he's crawling, when they're hiding for him, mm-hmm. and he's looking and it's the actual physical.
And it looks great. It's totally held up.
It looks phenomenal,
up.
Aye.
Like,
so, that stuff
still
does.
Menacing.
But it's just the running parts and that is very iffy.
Aye, it's pure cartoon, eh? What about you? What's your favourite bit?
Oh, the police station.
Yeah.
Police, like the whole bit of the police station. Just, I'll be back. Then just drives the car right through. Like,
perfect.
Shout out to Lance Henriksen as well. What an absolute legend.
The big man.
He is so underused in this movie. It's disgusting.
Totally right. Like, I feel like that and everything, though. I mean, I think James Cameron gets it right in Aliens when he's like the android. But I think Lance Henriksen, he needs to be in more things for longer.
Nah, like he is so good in everything. Like, I don't understand why he's just... Why was he not the chief? Because even the bits he was speaking, he would just get cut off.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal here?
I think you're going to hate me later on when we get to... Actually, when we just do it now, when we get to worst guy whose hairline's receding.
Aye, go for it.
Because you're not going to be happy with me because I put Lance Henriksen as the worst
How?
Guy. Because it's... No offence, poor man out for Lance, you're some man. But he's just so, like, chill about, like she's... Like, so when she first goes to the police station and she's like, oh my God, my best pal and her boyfriend have been murdered. And he's like, just take some coffee, it'll be fine. And he's like huffing in the background and all that. And I'm like, my man. And then like later on, she's like freaking out, like, is Kyle nuts? And he's like, oh yeah, he'll be out. He's not on PCP. Or oh, see this one time, starts talking about that in our case. I'm like, Lance, head in the game. This woman
Aye,
is traumatized.
Every time he goes to do something, he just gets shut down with his chief.
Because he's an arsehole. Because he's the worst guy whose hairline just seen in this movie.
Ah, you're at it. You're full of shit.
I thought it's either between him or I was going to say the doctor, but he's more in the second one that he gets really irritating.
Nah, Ginger.
Really? You yeah, after the
just,
pal?
Just headphones. What's the point?
Yeah, you're just rude now, Ginger yeah. Man. Move.
The only good thing about it was the sandwich.
That did look like such
but,
a good piece.
Like, what? I can't remember what song it was playing. I don't even know it, but was it that good?
And, like, not to sound any type of way, but, like, the beat sounds off if you're trying to copulate. Like it was a very, like,
yeah,
good
yeah.
dance song. Like, fingers are clicking.
She's just
bobbing
like, her right. head. And I was like, get a grip, woman.
Yeah, right. Like, I'd be pure raging. I'll fire through some useless information and then we can bounce through to E. So originally, obviously everybody knows, it was supposed to be O.J. Simpson as the Terminator and Arnold Schwarzenegger was supposed to be Kyle Reese. But James Cameron was like, nah, I don't fancy like two bulky guys going off against each other.
Wouldn't it work. Wouldn't
no,
it work at all.
Absolutely not. But basically Schwarzenegger was like so desperate. Like, for the movie, he thought the movie sounded so good that he met up with Cameron for a lunch. I know this because I was there. I'm kidding. And apparently, like, Cameron said, Schwarzenegger was just, like, so passionate, totally understood the role, like, was more talking about being the Terminator because he's like, this movie isn't about, like, the heroes and Sarah Connor. It's about the Terminator. And Cameron was like, nay danger, my man, you've got it. And he was like, oh, we thought OG was probably too nice to play the Terminator anyway. And I'm like, ooh, that has not aged well.
Sure, give him another fucking, 10 years or something?
Something like
that. I mean, he could have played it easy. He's more of a killer than Arnie.
Honestly, man, absolutely not aged well at all. I was reading that and I was like, no way.
that must have been a slow one to take.
Honestly. We've also got the voicemail when our date's cancelling on her is James Cameron's voice.
Nice.
Which also made me laugh because James Cameron and Linda Hamilton ended up going out. I think it was after Terminator 2. And he just has this like pattern of like every movie he goes to, he like leaves his missus from the previous movie to go with somebody else. And it's honestly, see if you look through it, every bird he's ever had has been like from a movie he's made, a movie he just made, a movie he's about to make.
Fair
like,
enough. A long time to make a movie.
Listen,
lonely time.
It's a lonely. Schwarzenegger only had 14 lines in this movie and he chewed every single one. Perfect delivery every time.
That's why it works for him, because he's just a big menacing guy.
Like, yeah.
I think if he was to have more speaking lines, it wouldn't have... That kind of would have went away from him.
Absolutely. Yeah, just stand there and look terrifying.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he was doing at the time anyway. Like, there's nothing you can... If you start speaking in broken English or poor English... Like, it just defeats the point.
This guy's not asking.
You're just laughing at him. Yeah. Then you would take away his medicine, build his fat. Like, oh, no right.
Do you want to hear the wankiest bit of useless information you've ever heard in your life?
What?
So the club is named Technoir, which is apparently a term that Cameron coined himself and considers movies like Terminator and Blade Runner to fall into this category. He says that Technoir movies are, and I quote, More than thrillers, they are gritty realism movies with a dystopian futuristic undertone. Get fucked.
gritty.
But I just love that he's been like, I'm going to name the nightclub in my movie after a thing I made up by myself.
Would you say it's a gritty movie?
I mean, everybody dies, didn't they? Well, not everyone. You know what I mean? Like,
doesn't make it gritty. People die.
Aye, well, the PTSD flashbacks of the skulls with the tracks going over, that's pretty gritty
suppose,
to me.
No, fair enough. I'll give you that one.
Exactly.
I just don't... I wouldn't see it as a gritty movie. It's not like Blade Runner anyway.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I was like, Blade Runner's such a serious movie.
Fuck all we do with Blade Runner. Terminator's more of a cartoonish type.
Don't tell Cameron that. He'll punch you in the face.
He's about fucking 5,000 feet under. I don't care. He can come up and get me.
He'll hear this from me, somebody, and he'll be like, that bastard!
If he's stupid enough to listen to this, then fair dues.
I'm going to phone him up personally. Also, apparently, back in the day, so the code in his Terminator glasses was the code that was used for Apple II. Apple, Terminator confirmed, Skynet already self-aware.
Oh, fair enough.
And apparently, if you were typing in the code for Apple II, you had to, like, it was like, press hash, then call 151, and your computer would go Terminator mode, so it would go, like, red screen. How cool is that?
No, that's pretty cool.
Right?
That's decent.
I love when shit like that happens. And then, I know when we were watching the movie, we were like, why is nobody calling him the T-800? Do you know, I think you'll like this one, right? So, we know that he's the T-800, but nobody actually calls them the T-800 until Terminator Salvation. Like, that's how far down we are before anybody gives his, like, speech.
He says it in the second one, the T-1000, and he's the earlier model.
T-1000.
Because they mentioned the T-600s in the first one.
Yeah, so I'm getting to that, right? So they refer to the T-600s, then they talk about the newer model. Then in Terminator 2, they say this one's the T-1000 and that he's an updated model, but they never actually give him the term
T-800. Oh, don't actually say T-800.
Yeah. I think there was like a bit on the internet, so you know it's probably a lot of shit, where it was like in the bonus features of Terminator 2, there's like the T-800, but it's on one of the arcade games that John Connor's played.
Oh, right, okay. No, fair enough.
And then in Terminator 3, they call the new version, the woman, the T-850, which doesn't make sense, because how'd you go from the T-1000 to the T-850, but no danger?
You think of it like, if it's a mix of them, like a T-900?
Yeah, right. And then, so yeah, nobody actually says T-800. Yeah, I'm getting confused now. Yeah, T-800. Nobody actually says it until Terminator Salvation. I just thought that was mad, like, giving your main guy the name, like, what was Salvation? Like, 4 or 5 in?
Four?
Go for it. No. Listen, go for it.
Aye, because that was after the third one, wasn't it? Aye.
I can never remember what order they come in after 3.
I'm sure it's the fourth one, aye.
So, will we move on to E, unless you've got any other useless information?
No, I have nothing. Perfect. That's your domain, I just agree.
Okay.
Right, I've got a few things here, and it's just little gripes, right?
I have so many, Ross, you don't understand. You go first.
Right, so, see the bit of the gun shop where he gets all the guns?
Uh-huh.
Right? Why is there bullets there for him to load if they're not allowed to load bullets?
Right, and that guy is so sound about how many guns he's buying. I know it's America, I know America love their guns, but I'm like, this guy's like getting ready for war, do you know what I mean?
But why would you have them just on your desk to be ready?
Yeah.
Ready to get shot at?
What are you doing, my man?
Right, so I'll go through mine, right, then we can go through yours.
I've got so many and I'm so sorry in advance.
Right, the next thing is, how was this all covered up?
What do you mean? Oh, like the after?
How do you cover up, like, the fact...
Terminator 2 tells us.
Does it?
Well, kind of. I'm going to veto your useless information. I'm going to veto your... Because remember in Terminator 2, they find the arm and they find a chip and that's how they start Skynet.
That doesn't mean how they can cover up a...
The fact that
a guy's came in, destroyed a police station.
Yeah, petrol. There's like a petrol thing on fire. Like,
it doesn't explain any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, no,
surely maybe a massive cover-up.
I take back my veto.
Aye, fuck off. Don't give me that shit. That's fucking valid gripe I've got here.
No, listen, I take it all back. I apologise. Right. But like, I'm assuming your Skynet trips would come in and be like a wee mop and brush, get away all this stuff. By the way, there's a big arm.
Skynet the government, though?
I mean, they're a tech conglomerate giant. That's basically...
It's basically not the government,
Lauren. Bigger than the government these days.
There's nothing like the government.
Do you know what? We'll watch Terminator 2 and if we need interject bits, we'll come back to this episode and be like, we're sorry, we were wrong.
I've got a couple more here then, right?
No, skip them out.
So, could Arnie have went back further to stop Sarah Connor?
Ooh, like when she was a kid?
Yeah, killed her parents. Like, how far back ridiculous can this go?
Please don't, because if anybody's listening to this, they'll come up with like Terminator 9, 10 and 12.
Like, you could just as easily.
Is that not in one of them? Is that not in like Dark Fate? No, it's not. Absolutely not.
No, because it all changes after.
Yeah, you're right. Because what one is it? There's like, oh no, it's not. I'm talking utter shite. It's Genesis. Amelia Clark. They go back and find her as a kid, do they not? Or is it Dark Fate? Oh, fuck knows. Ah, not cares, anyway.
My last one is then, see when he's chased on the petrol truck?
Mm-hmm.
How does he no catch up with her?
Yeah, because she's just driving a wee shitty thing.
No, she's running. I was running.
Shout out
Forrest Gump. How does she outrun a petrol truck?
I mean, we knew she was a beast, but like that puts like next level beast.
You see the scene though before it explodes and it's the wire hanging the truck.
Yes, that was in one of my eggs. I was hoping you'd figure out.
But why does, like, even she goes when she runs off the pavement out of the road, how does he not be like, fuck, I need to slow down here? He should have wiped her out many times.
I'm going to add on to this, right, on your petrol gripe. See the bin that Kyle Reese jumps in as the petrol thing blows up? On what level is that up there with the fridge that Indiana Jones jumps in to get away from a nuclear blast?
That's a shocker.
Like, see when he rolled out of that bin, I was like, God, we've got a bin down the back that burnt down in 2020 and they've still not fixed it, you know?
Maybe the wheels
and
the blast
that was just off a barbecue, not off a bloody petrol tank.
Maybe because the bin had wheels, I assume, it just rolled it away. Like, the explosion's it's not tanking, it's just made it fly. Like, it's fucking doing the motor.
County slant, neighbor.
That's what should have killed Sarah Connor. That bin should have wiped her out.
I Kyle took them out. Oh my God, then Arnie, you would have won so easily.
How did she survive the explosion?
Listen, and she's pregnant at the time.
Aye.
Dirty.
What are your is?
So, see at the very start with Bill Paxton, pour one out for Bill Paxton, love you. Why are the hoodlums terrorising a telescope? Like, surely there's more hoodlum behaviour to be getting up to than sitting around a telescope being like, nice night for a walk, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's 80s.
Mid-80s,
what else should they do?
There was malls and shit. Go hang about there, be a pain in the ass.
Middle of the night? Like, 2 in the morning, or half 1 in the morning?
Aye.
What malls are they getting into?
Fuck knows, are we an underage drink or something then? Do you know what I mean? Sitting around a telescope like, oh, smashing. Also, back to the police, back to love Lance Henriksen, but back to him being the worst guy with his hairline receding. They are so calm about the other Sarah Connors dying. Like, the press are the ones that are like, oh, we've picked up on the fact that it's going down the phone book and you guys haven't. And they're like so chill about it. Like, the other guy's like, have you phoned her? And Big Lance is like, fuck, it keeps going to an answer phone. And it's like, oh, she's not answering. Okay, it'll be all right. What the fuck?
No, does he not say that? He looks at the press. Remember, he says, aye, they're going to catch on soon. Then when he's put his interview, and he's like, no, I'll let them do it so she can come to us. And she phones him for the nightclub. Oh, remember when he says to him, is it what? How do I look? Oh, you look like shit.
Ah, okay, well then I take that back.
Oh, they're very relaxed about it, but...
They're so chill. Yeah. They are so chill. I will veto my own eh.
I'm sure that happened. I can't... We watched that an hour ago. Can't remember the last
Tremble, like, we literally just finished it, came through here, and we're like, what happened in that movie?
Aye.
Also, now, I would understand if this was set nowadays with these type of headphones, right? Like, the super noise-cancelling headphones, right? You're talking 1984. How noise-cancelling were Ginger's headphones when Arnold Schwarzenegger comes through the thing and starts battering her boyfriend? Because she's just making that sandwich, dancing away, la-di-da-di-da, and she only clocks when he gets flung through the door by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nah, I think she wanted him to.
She's that perfect.
Nah, she's had enough of his shit.
I was sitting, honestly, I went into like a mini spiral while I was like writing this, because I was like, God, I remember in the 90s being a kid and I could still hear my mum and dad talking in the car when I had my headphones on. So like, no way were 1984 headphones that noise canceling.
I don't imagine they had the quality they do now for it now.
See, as well, I'm going to go on a wee bit about Kyle Reese now. I love Michael Biehn and I love Kyle Reese, but this man, there are some plot holes in his plan, right? So surely he knows how mental he sounds to like 1984 civilians. Like, obviously, he's came back for 2029. He's just dishing out the whole plan, telling the doctor everything, getting pure annoyed at the doctor for being like, why are you talking shite? And then it's like, did nobody prep him? Did John Connor not be like, by the way, where you're going back to, none of this shit exists. They'll have their mind blown by what you're going to say. Or at least give him a cover story. Do you know what I mean? Like, Kyle's just sitting there, like, flood the gates open, telling them everything. And they're all just like, eh. Do you know what I mean?
I think that he just didn't have time.
He's just too busy.
He's not had the chance to be able to lie. He's just be like, right, this is happening. You're either with me or not. But you're going to die if you're not with me here.
You'd think John Connor would be like, they literally just got Walkmans. Like, they don't have a fucking clue what you're talking about.
No, I think it's just a case of he doesn't have time. Like, if Sarah Connor doesn't come with him, then she's going to die. True. He's not really got a choice.
And I know he's, like, been pure in love with Sarah Connor and blah, blah. John Connor's basically like pimped to his maw, right? But see when he grabs her after the, come with me if you want to live, and they're in the car, and he's like that to her, get your head down. He immediately throws her head into his crotch, and I'm like, subliminal messaging, Kyle. I like it.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
And then...
He's gonna get a head shot off.
He's heavy like that. This is my moment. And then, again, when after the police station bit, when they're under the tunnel... And she's sitting there like, I'm freezing. He doesn't just give her his coat. He fully goes around and like wraps his body around her. And I'm like, God, Kyle, you're choking for
nah,
it,
he's
man.
Going for it.
And he is standing at 3-point line ready to go. And my last one, and then we'll move on to best kill, worst kill. See at the ending when she's like, you're terminated, fucker. Tell me how she did not get electrocuted when there's all those blue electricity lights going everywhere. And she's just heavy fine. She just plucks the arm off her shoulder and fuck.
Got lucky.
Connor's like up here dodging on the electricity.
So what was your best kill then?
Right, I was going to say the nightclub originally, and then just see the end when the Terminator gets crushed in the skull and you see the light slowly dimming out. Sensational. I was so in. What about you?
Well, I think I might have made this bit up even though I just watched it.
Okay.
It's the bit with the punks where he punches them, but I think he punches through them.
Yes!
I'm sure he just lifts them up. I think that's pretty gnarly.
No, go for it.
Could have been a bit better if it was a bit bloodier. Like, made it look a bit more real. But
yeah.
I can't admit, like, I'm sure he does. He just punches right through him. Dead instantly. Pretty happy with it.
What's your worst kill? I've got the gunshot guy at the very start, because that guy was stupid enough to leave bullets out for his own death.
I think there's just a lot of them, like where he just shoots them and they just fall. There's quite a few, see, especially all the extras when it just goes down, like pointless kills.
The first police guy when they're in the police station and he goes at both, and the guy is like nowhere near it and he just throws himself against the wall.
It's the one in the hall where he's about to take out the lights and he just shoots them and he just hits the deck. Like, that's probably the worst kills, but yeah, there's no off camera kills, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Nah, so it's they're going to be the worst ones for me.
I'm in. I don't really have a lot of discount versions of. The only discount version I had, well, I don't know if this counts as a discount version, but apparently Bill Paxton was also up for being Kyle Reese, but I prefer I prefer Michael Biehn because Bill Paxton's just, I feel like he'd go a bit aliens on us when he's like, nah, man, nah, it's all over, man, it's all over. Like, don't annoy me, do you know what I mean? And I remember when I was younger, I used to get Michael Biehn and Michael J. Fox confused. Like, when I was a kid, I thought it was Kyle Reese, it was in Back to the Future. And I was sitting watching it, and I was like, I wonder what this movie would be like if it was Marty McFly. And then I'm like, nah.
That'd be a weird movie.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd have been improved.
Yeah. Well, I've got a couple here. Ooh. So apparently Lance Henriksen was up for the T-800.
No way.
Which, I don't know if it'd have worked.
Nah, he's too small and skinny, but but then he does go back in Aliens to be like the creepy, but creepy android.
He's kind of played the android stuff, so I don't know if it would have.
I typecast
if it would have played out. Mel Gibson.
Shut up.
He was a name touted for it. I don't know if there was any connection. And Sylvester Stallone.
I get the Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester
thing.
Stallone would have only worked as Kyle Reese if Arnie was.
Terminator?
Yeah. But I don't think it would have worked the other way. Because apparently at the beginning there was rumours that Arnie was going to play Kyle Reese.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have worked. Do you need somebody bigger than Arnie?
To be Terminator?
You need somebody a lot bigger.
Because Stallone's a small guy, isn't he? He's not tall.
It would more work if he was Kyle Reese. I don't think you could have him as a Terminator.
Come with me if you want to live.
You needed somebody who looked like an absolute. Like a monster,
a pure unit.
Arnie was. So you can't really, can't have somebody smaller playing the
Terminator. You want it to at least look semi evenly matched.
Yeah. No, the other one was apparently Jennifer Jason Leigh was linked to play Sarah Connor.
I did. I saw this. Nah, I'm happy with Linda Hamilton because she becomes an absolute beast in the second one.
Oh, she really goes for it.
100%. No, that's the thing is I couldn't imagine anybody else as her. Like, I know there's all the different talks of, like, who was Kyle Reese, who was the Terminator, but I couldn't imagine anybody else that's not Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor, do you know what I mean? I know they've tried it in the different versions, but she's our OG.
I think the thing is, they go really young, and a lot of the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, where it's, like, kids.
Yeah, but then, remember, it was Lena Headey that was in the Sarah Connor Chronicles, wasn't it? Sarah
Connor.
Say that sentence first. Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Sarah Connor Chronicles. I know, like, we don't talk about that, doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, doesn't exist, and final category, I'm out. What part of the movie do you absolutely switch your brain off of and go, I can go to the toilet during this bit?
See, from between where they're under the bridge and the motel, like, I don't care.
But you need that. You need John Connor to be conceived.
Do you need the sex scene?
You would at least need mention of it, but, you know, it's a bit more sad. He turns around and, not satisfying to watch, you know what I mean? But he turns around and he's like, oh, I've been in love with you for years. This is this man's lifelong dream, and you are going to do him out of that, Ross. That's shocking.
So he says that she's been through everything she's been through.
That's me, I'm in love. I see that bit at the end where she's like, and we lived a lifetime's worth. You've literally been together for about 6 hours.
She says it a few hours. Yeah. That's what she said. We were together a few hours.
And we lived a lifetime's worth. Shut up.
Yeah, like, nah, I don't need it. No interested. That's a fag break.
Listen, fair play. My fag break is see the first car scene, like, where after Reese has explained everything and then Schwarzenegger comes around in the police car and it's before they get arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good for going to the toilet on that bit. Like, only because I know there's, like, better chase scenes coming. There's more action coming. But, like, nah, I'd sit through the sex scene, but I would leave during this bit.
I'm good. I don't need it.
That's terrible. John Connor wouldn't be conceived and then we wouldn't have the rest of the franchise.
Don't need to see the conceiving of him.
What are you, big prude, damn yourself?
It's not about being a prude, it's a pointless bit. It makes no sense. Like, she's, or your son just in love with him.
Listen, give Michael Biehn his
name. That's fucking some low self-esteem. That's weird, though. You still don't even know if he's telling the truth or no.
Yeah, you don't know if he's a bit cracked out.
Aye. And she's just falling in love with him. Nah, don't give it that push.
Listen, I would also fall in love with Michael Biehn as whatever form of marine he's playing in that movie.
Nah, fuck that, man. A lot of pish.
Fuck, listen. Anything else to add? All good?
Don't need the sex scene.
Okay.
That's my final words on this.
Don't need the sex scene and at least 7 out of the 8 prequels and sequels that we've got.
Keep the second one. Other than that, get rid of everything else.
Yeah, T1 and T2, leave the rest. Absolutely pie them.
Aye, definitely.
happy days then, both. Thank you for listening to our Terminator podcast. Give us a wee like and follow on Instagram. Comment if there's any upcoming movies you want us to cover. But we do have a fair list. Next week, I think I'll be making you do one that I really love. And you might sit there and go, I hate this film and I don't care.
Well, I might not be doing it then.
Thank you very much. See you in a bit. Bye.
Bye. Yodi, yodi, yo.